Thank you very much, everyone, for coming. This is an event, as I think all of you know, that's part of our ongoing 40th anniversary celebration that we're very excited about in general. We have, as you can see, 5 alumni here. We've hopefully chosen them carefully. Maybe they're all just random picks, I don't know. But they're going to share something of their life story and perhaps even their value systems with us. And I think they're very interesting. It's given me a chance to think again, as I think often, about how much we care for the kids who go to school here. When you send your kids to school here, we don't promise we're going to love them. We only promise that we're going to let them be free. But it turns out that we get pretty fond of them. The people that are going to speak tonight are very different from each other, and I think that in itself is a reflection of Sudbury Valley. They were here different numbers of years. They came here at very different ages. They are even very different ages now. From when they came? From each other is what I meant. But they have quite a few attributes in common, and I think they're attributes that you find in pretty much all of our graduates, which is they're very competent. They set high standards for themselves in their lives, and that will come through to you in what they say just because it can't help it. It comes through in everything they talk about. And they're very brave people. They were brave as current students are. They were brave to come here in the first place. They were brave to trust themselves to get their own education. And they were brave in the paths that they've forged since they left here. I'm going to talk just for a minute about each one of them, just kind of embarrass them a little. What I'm going to talk about is not anything that's happened to them since they left school, but the random memories that I have of them when they were students here. The first one who's going to speak this evening is sitting to my right. It's Mark Christensen, and he was one of our original students. He was 14 when he enrolled. He lived in Boston. He had a commute from hell. He might mention it. I don't know. Maybe he's tried to blot it out. He was always totally, completely devoted to music. While he was here, he spent hours and hours practicing actually, several different instruments, I think. You weren't entirely practicing the French horn all the time. And he was always very, very serious about everything and totally devoted to the school at the same time. So one of the memories I have of him is sitting in the office typing school meeting records. Now, some of you have seen school meeting records. Every week before our school meeting, all the stuff that's on the agenda gets typed out. And now a lot of it's already in the computer for one reason or another, but it gets typed on a computer, a modern thing. At the time, we were using mimeograph stencils.